Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
I wasn't planning on it, but I got to go back to a story that you just heard from Inside Indiana Business. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. And this is about Cummins, which is a super woke company based in Columbus, Indiana. They're going to open a new facility in Atlanta. Going to house part of their information technology team and supply chain planning group. Look, that doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me when Lilly opens up in North Carolina. It bothers me that Lilly seems to, in this incarnation? Yeah, I think that's right. Seems less connected to Indianapolis. That I find bothersome. I want them to be connected. And I'm not just talking about endowments and foundations and dollars. I'm talking about being proactive about the state of the city and wanting better. You don't hear anything publicly from Dave Ricks or anybody else about the problems with the city. But if the General Assembly wants to, for example, take over the Indianapolis police, you'll hear then. I want to hear. And I want it to be about the things that affect all of us. Not like this thing from Cummins that say this hub in Atlanta is going to help them fulfill its diversity and inclusion goals. So they're moving this office so it's close to the Georgia Institute of Technology and historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs. And it's going to look to those schools to develop, and here's the quote from Inside Indiana Business, a diverse and qualified pool of talent within the IT, digital, supply chain, and engineering fields. Oh, you mean you're going to do smart recruiting? Stop this conversation about your diversity and inclusion goals. You sound silly. You mean you weren't hiring the best and the brightest before? You were only hiring the whitest? Is this the admission that you're making? I would hate to think that that's what you're actually saying. I would only hope, as somebody who owns your stock, full disclosure, I don't own your stock. I'm talking about people who might own the stock, that you're hiring the best and the brightest. What else would I expect from you? I don't start with, well, you know, they don't hire the best and the brightest. They do hire the whitest. Said no capitalist ever. Nobody was like, you know what? I would buy Nike stock, but Michael Jordan? Nah, no one. No. Wait, maybe someone. No one I know. Why do you think you have to announce this? This is PR. So you can get all the hugs and the loves and the snugs and the num-nums. Gonna wrap you up in a whoobie and tell you that you're super pretty. Could you just be normal? Go open up a hub. Hire smart people and hire them from historically black colleges and universities. Or those that totally oppose that, like Harvard. Hire. Oh, that was a good joke about Harvard. Oh, screw you. You owe me an apology. That was world class. On a 1 to 10 scale, that was a 15. That's how good that joke was. Honestly, try and get that anywhere else. Let's see if JJK in the morning could do that. I don't think so. Come at me. Oh, I am proud of that. So, you know what? That's going in my Marconi nomination this year. That's going in. Jonathan, check it. Going in. Good Lord, don't be people who need the attention. Just go hire good people and do good work. That's all you have to do. And I would bet dollars to donuts that an engineer, regardless of the color of their skin, that's all they're looking for. To be recognized for the work they can do. Not some characteristic they have nothing to do with. They were born that way. Don't know why this is so difficult for people. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.